Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. We want you to turn your hearts and minds toward the Lord for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for another day. We thank you for sparing our lives. Thank you. Thank you for keeping us, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, thank Lord you. Jesus.
Thank you. Glory to your name, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, Lord, for how you kept us through the rain, through the tornadoes, through the flood. Oh, my God, you've been good to us.
You've thank you for your goodness, Lord.
We deserve your mercy. But we thank you, Lord. Thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you're doing right now, Lord. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion, for your love, Lord. Thank you for surrounding us with your mercy, Jesus. Oh, my God, you've been so good. We are not worthy, but we are thankful for what you have done. We thank you for keeping your people, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the love that you bestowed upon us. Thank you, Jesus, for another opportunity to come before you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my God, continue to bless us.
Yes,
Jesus. Help us to praise your name. Glorify you in the highest for the great work, for the mighty work that you're doing, Lord. We pray that you look upon the souls of men. Touch right now, Lord. Those souls desiring to be saved. Touch, Lord. Touch their minds. Help them to surrender unto you. To give their lives to you. In the name of Jesus, look on those souls that are desiring to be healed. We know you can heal. You got the power, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, you took the stripes that we might be healed. Oh, my God, have your way.
Let have your way, Lord.
Be done.
Your will, Lord
Jesus. Jesus, while we're praying, we want you to move, Jesus. Have your way. Let your will be done. Take control, oh Lord. Send your word. Send your anointing, oh Lord. Bless in a special way. Look upon the listeners to this broadcast. We pray that you will touch them with your finger of love. Pull out of your spirit. Listen. Heal and deliver. Forgive sin. Blot out of transgressions. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Wash, oh Lord.
Wash, Lord.
Get whole.
We are
moving
to you.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
We are
depending on you, Lord. We are looking to you, Jesus.
We are sure of our faith.
Yes,
no other help we know. Oh, my
yes,
God.
Jesus.
We are trusting in you.
Trusting in you, Lord.
Is in you today, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
No other, Lord.
No other,
Jesus.
Lord.
Help us, oh, Lord. Help us to stand. Help us to fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. Help us, Lord, to run this race with patience. Help
yes,
us to endure. Take us through our testing trials. Help us to hold out.
Help, Lord.
Help us to make this journey, Lord. We need you, Lord. Oh, my
we need
God,
you.
We're trusting in you. We're
trusting
in you,
you,
Lord. We know you're able to say, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. People, oh, Lord, continue to bless this broadcast and every listener. Have your way, let your will be done. Pray that you look on the speaker of the hour. Pray that you sing your words and your anointing. Let some soul be blessed today. Let some soul be saved. Oh, my God, we know you can do it. We're depending on you, oh, Lord. Oh, my God, you are our strength. You are our hope today. look upon all those who are incarcerated, those who are institutionalized. We pray that you bless them, touch them, heal, and forgive, blot out of transgression. Take to the uttermost, oh Lord. Oh my God, look on those people, those who
yes,
have
Lord.
Lost loved ones. Oh,
right
my
now,
God,
Lord.
Those who are grieving right now through this storm, oh Lord. Oh my God, have mercy, Jesus. Comfort their soul, strengthen and encourage them. Help them, oh Lord, take them through their time of bereavement. We know you're able, Lord. We depend on you in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for how you blessed and kept us. And we are not worthy, but we give glory and honor to thy name, for thou art worthy.
Only
you, Lord. We pray that you go with us, stand by us, bless and keep us. We'll give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, and God bless you all. Thank God for that opening prayer, that beautiful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host today, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen, and we thank God for all of those on the broadcast today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., is the pastor and the Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr., our vice president, is the Southern District Overseer and pastor of Victory Temple in Jacksonville, Florida. Well, on today's show with me, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. We also have Evangelist Maybell Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
Amen. And she's from our Headquarters Church Christian Temple, which is in Camden, New Jersey. So right now we're going to read our opening scripture taken from the 34th number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 34th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. So magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encampeth around, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. So taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. O fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear are open unto their cry. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 34th number of Psalm, first throughout the 15th verses, and I am going to read our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for Titus Edmond Sr., Romanita Cruz, Logan, Lazar Dumas, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Will Mill, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, Angel Assetti Jr., Curtis Berry, Larnice Holmes, Minister Troy Johnson, Samuel Anderson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Elder Smith, Gregory Smith, Miss China, all the bereaved families. We have Stephanie Williams, the bereaved Brown family. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that is going forth on our broadcast, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com, King Service, Title One School, and one is O-N-E. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And you can tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Hope Ministry. The phone number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff and Sister Christine Watson, Missionary Christine Watson, host the Power Prayer Line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD, like dog, E like elephant, X, 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. I believe they're in there 500 and something. I heard it the other night, the number. But they're up there. And they've been going strong for a year and some months now. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comments section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave your petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. We also want to remember Grace Temple, who hosts a Sunday evening teleconference service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And you can call our guest line if you have a testimony, if you want to give remarks or if you want to sing a song or give an encouraging word or ask for prayer. And that phone number to call is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 794-6408. And if you'd like to send us postal mail, our address is P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time. And I want to attempt to sing this song, amen, that the Lord began to give to me last Sunday. I'm going to try my best. Amen.
You can do it.
Praise the Lord.
I was lost in a world of sin. Jesus came and brought me back in. Now I'm here and he is mine. He loves me all the time. No longer lost, no longer a but I am here and I am thank God I'm saved. Thank God I'm saved. wash my sins away. He made me clean. Wash me in His blood. Hold me in His love. No longer afraid. No longer now I'm saved.
Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija. Beautiful song. Praise the Lord. God is so good to us. I just thank God for the opening scripture that was also read from the 34th number of Psalm, and I took my mind back to, I thought about David, how that he was, he changed his behavior when he was before King Abimelech.
Amen.
And he drove him away and he departed. But I thank God for how that he said, I will bless the Lord, because you see, the Lord delivered him. The Lord made
a way. Yes, he did.
That he was able to get through that situation that he was going through. And, you know, God is able to take us through whatever situation that we are going through. I don't care what it is. I know that my God is able. He can do everything. So David said he would bless the Lord at all times.
All
times. His praise continually be in my mouth, even when I'm being tried. I'm going to praise and bless the Lord.
Yes,
glory to God, when things don't seem to be going my way, I'm still going to bless the Lord and praise
His name. Amen.
Because we know that God is able to take us through. He's able to make a way of escape that we may be able to bear it. God's got a way. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation.
Thank you,
Oh,
Jesus.
My God, He knows what we are going through. He knows how to deal with the situation. He will get us through it. If we just put our trust in Him and keep our confidence in Him. Somebody preached and said, cast not away your confidence. And that's what we have to do, keep that confidence in God. And if we keep that confidence in God, we know that we have answered to our petition that we send us to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful passages of scriptures, and I love these passages of scriptures, and how it says, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. Let's do it together. Let's magnify the name of the Lord. Let's give Him praise. And let's do it together, because God is worthy. You know, when we send up the praises, the blessings will come down. When we send up the praises, healing will come down. Deliverance will come down. Encouragement will come down.
Amen.
It'll help us to get through whatever we're going through. If we send up the praises of the Lord, glory to God, I find that that's what we need to do more of. We need to give God some praise, more praise. We need to bless the Lord at all times.
Amen.
When things are going well, and when things are not going so well, they seem like they're not going so well. We have to praise God and bless his name because he is worthy. The Lord has brought us so far, so far. And we are thankful for that. And we glorify God today for what he has done. Now, this time, we're not going to keep going on and on, but we thank God for the...
Go ahead.
The speaker of the hour about to come before you in the person of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who will bring us the word of God on tonight. Let us pray with her that the word may have free course. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due and in everyone in their respective places. I was enjoying that, Evangelist May. You could have just went ahead on, but thank God for those beautiful, encouraging words. Thank the Lord for the opening prayer and for the anointing. Thank God for the opening scripture. Thank God for everyone who is listening on the line on this afternoon. I can say of a truth that God has been good to every one of us, and we have a right to praise him. We have a right to bless his name. And as David said, I will bless the Lord. It was personal. So we have to make it personal to ourselves. Will you bless the Lord at all times? What someone else does shouldn't affect your blessing the Lord. Amen. But you ought to make up your mind that you're going to bless him at all times. Amen. Praise be to God. Because God is always present at all times, and he is worthy and praised. Amen. He will not leave us, and he will not forsake us, but he'll be right there. Glory be to God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. And the flesh is not going to feel like it all the time. The flesh is going to be tried and tempted and in situations that come up, make you feel like you just cannot do anything. It seems to paralyze you and just cause you to stand still, my Lord Jesus. But if you can just find the strength in yourself to press your way and go ahead on and bless the Lord anyhow, no matter what, even if the tears are rolling down, go ahead and bless the Lord at all times. And the blessings will come down. Hallelujah. When those praises go up, God will send down the blessings. So I thank the Lord for what's been said thus far, and I'm stirred up and happy about it. Praise the Lord. And I ask that you will pray along with me for the next few minutes as we prepare to go to the Word of God. So you can get your Bibles. I will be reading from the King James Version Bible. And get your Bibles ready, and we're going to have a word of prayer and go to the Word at this time with our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks, and we bless your holy name, O God. We come before you asking for you, Lord, to speak to our hearts and to minister to every one of us the things that we stand in need of, both spiritual and natural, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, send forth your word and let everyone who hears the word be blessed by it in the name of Jesus. Not our will, oh, God, but let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. And we ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. But this time, let us go to the Word of God. And this afternoon, I'll be speaking from Acts, the second chapter, verses 1 through 21. And I really want to include most of this entire chapter because I believe it is necessary to include this chapter in the title. And I thank God for this passage of scripture. So I'll be reading as I read, I'll call out the scriptures where I am so you can follow along. Praise the Lord. So it's possible we might cover the entire chapter if it's the Lord's will. So at this time, let us go to Acts, the first chapter, beginning with verse 1. And the Bible reads, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers in Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia and Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia in Egypt and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea, and all that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaidens I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will shew wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to stop here for right now and just make mention of the title of the message, and that is The Gift of the Holy Ghost. And the theme is The Promise of the Father is Given. Hallelujah. The Gift of the Holy Ghost. The Promise of the Father is Given. Praise the Lord. And I thank God once again for these verses of scripture. And I'm reminded of how Jesus, after his passion, he appeared to his disciples and he told them to meet him in Galilee. And that's where he wanted them to remain until they were endued with power from on high. Praise the Lord. In other words, he wanted them to wait for the promise of the Father. Glory to God. Amen. The Holy Ghost is the promise of the Father that Jesus was referring to as he began to talk to his disciples just before he was crucified. In St. John, the 14th chapter, he began to let them know that he was going to be going up on the cross to be crucified. And he was preparing them for the completion of his ministry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was coming down to the time when he was to go back to the Father so that the promise of the Father could come to his disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus began to speak to them around the 12th verse, and he said, "He that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." So he was preparing them and letting them know that by having the promise of the Holy Ghost, the works that he did, whoever believes on him would do these works and greater works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because Jesus was preparing to go back to his Father. Amen.
Yes.
And he said to them, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son." It's all about God and not about us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Lord will be glorified when we obey the will of God and keep his commandments. Praise the Lord. Again, Jesus began to encourage them, saying, "If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Although if ye love me, keep my commandments." He was very expressive in this. If ye love me, this is conditional. Keep my commandments. So we need more love, because as Jesus warned, during these times, the love of many shall wax cold. And these days, so many have turned so cold. Their love has waxed cold. They don't love anymore. They don't love God, and they don't love man. Hallelujah. But they're lovers of themselves and doing their own thing. They want to do whatever they want to do, and it's all about them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we ought to seek to give God the glory, and we ought to bless the Lord at all times and let his praise remain in our mouth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I tell you, God is a mighty God, and he is worthy to be praised. Praise be to God. So Jesus, after saying this to his disciples, if they would love him to keep his commandments, and he would pray the Father, and he shall give them another comforter, that he may abide with them forever. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Jesus described the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost. He describes in the 17th verse, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you." These are promises that Jesus made. But the first part was conditional. "Ye love me, keep my commandments, and this is what I'll do for you. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to petition the Father, and he's going to give you another comforter, one that's going to abide with you forever. He won't depart yes. from you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even the Spirit of truth. And as yes. it ties in, the gift of the Holy Ghost is the promise that Jesus was referring to, calling him the Spirit of truth. The world can't receive him because it doesn't see him. And neither does the world know him. But you have a lot of people who are proclaiming to, or rather professing to know who the Spirit of truth is. They're claiming to have him dwelling on the inside. So mm-hmm. then they are professing, but not possessing. And people have a lack of understanding concerning the gift of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Jesus made this promise to his disciples, the ones that believe. Praise the Lord. And in
yes.
the day of Pentecost, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, those disciples who were there and witnessed Jesus being resurrected from the dead before he was caught up in the clouds. Hallelujah. They saw him when he was taken up. Praise be to God. And
yes.
he told them that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost would come upon them. And so when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And while they were there waiting for the promise of the Father, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the promise that God made, he allowed them to hear the sound from heaven. Oh, glory to God, as of a rushing, mighty wind. And this sound of the Holy Ghost coming into the room began to fill all the house where they were sitting. And
yes.
there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire,
yes.
like a double tongue, hallelujah. And it sat upon each of them. So they were able
yes.
to hear the sound and see the manifestation of the Spirit of God in the form
Amen.
Of cloven tongues, like as a fire.
Amen.
And it sat upon each of them, oh Lord, thank
yes.
you, Jesus. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to
Amen.
Speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them God.
Yes.
began to pour out his Spirit in that day upon
mm-hmm.
those who were in that upper room waiting
yes.
for the promise of the Father. Oh, hallelujah. And it was evident. So then God gave
yeah.
them a witness of the Holy Ghost dwelling inside, because when the Holy Ghost came in, he filled them. Hallelujah. And he
yes.
began to speak with other tongues through them as the Spirit
yes.
gave them utterance. Oh, praise be to God.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. But God,
thank you, Jesus.
He knows what is going to be happening at all times. And
Amen.
God knew that there would be in Jerusalem, Jews, devout men, out of every nation
yes.
under heaven. On that
Amen.
Particular day, God was glorified. Hallelujah. The Spirit
Amen.
Of God came down and was manifest in front of all of these people from every nation under heaven.
Yes.
And that's just like God. This wasn't done in no corner, praise the Lord, but God did it out in the open so that they would see the glorious works of God, hear the glorious works of God, amen, and know that it's only God who can do these things. Oh, praise be to God. And so then they were there dwelling here, and when they when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together. They all gathered around, and they were confounded. They didn't understand how this could be. How could this happen? Because that every man heard them speak in his own language. There wasn't a language in that place, in Jerusalem, of anyone who didn't hear the wondrous works of God in their native tongue. Oh, hallelujah. That's just like God. God is a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the gift that he gave was not just for those who were in the room, but that promise was unto all of those who were in Jerusalem and to everyone else who would believe. Praise the Lord. And so they were all amazed and began to marvel, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And they kind of looked down on Galileans as unlearned folk. They weren't well educated. Hallelujah. So how is it that they knew these languages? It wasn't them, but it was God speaking.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He was reaching out to every nation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. They were saying, how is it that we hear every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? How could these Galileans be speaking our language? Oh, glory to God.
Yes.
And then the various nations were named in verses 9 and 10, even 11. In the 12th verse, and they were all amazed and were in doubt. Now they were wondering, what is going on here? What does this mean? What could this be all about? But no matter what happens, there's always someone in the crowd who's going to mock. Somebody's going to doubt. Somebody's not going to believe. Hallelujah. But there are those who will believe. Glory to God.
Amen.
So this was a time now when this happened, when Peter heard them saying that they were drunk of a new wine. Oh, glory to God. That they were full of a new wine. He began to speak and preach his first sermon after receiving the promise of the Father, the Holy Ghost. And Jesus let Peter know before he was crucified. He told Peter that Satan desired to have him, that he may sift him as wheat. But he told Peter that he had prayed for him. Glory be to God.
Lord.
And when he was strengthened, when he was converted, rather, told Peter to strengthen the brethren. Peter remembered the words of Jesus. And he began to stand up with the 11, lifted up his voice, and he began to preach Jesus unto them. He began to let them know, hallelujah, praise be to God, to hearken to his words, because God had given him a message. And he began to discount that mocking where they thought these men were drunk or full of a new wine, and he let them know they're not drunken as you suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He let them know what was happening. This was the prophecy of God being fulfilled. This was the promise of the Father that he had given. Hallelujah. And they could have the same promise. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He said, and it came, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servant and on my handmaiden I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So this prophecy was being fulfilled right there before them. And also God declared that he would show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God. God is all powerful. And I want you to know that this gift that God has given, it is for you. Oh, bless the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Apostle Peter, he began to just expound on the scriptures and the prophets. He preached so much there. He preached Jesus to them. Skipping on down, saying in verse 31, he said, he seeing this before spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. So then Jesus, he was raised from the dead. God raised him from the dead. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses. And they were eyewitnesses, not just word of mouth or hearsay, but they were right there and they saw with their own eyes. So they were indeed witnesses, and they saw the great works of God. Peter went on talking to those who had gathered around. Hallelujah. And he was talking about Jesus, saying, therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. God did it for you. The promise of the Holy Ghost is given just for you. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he said himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. Oh, praise God.
Amen.
He began to prophesy. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus, oh, yes, Lord, whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. And after Peter preached such a powerful message, and he expounded on the prophets and the scriptures, and to enlighten them concerning Jesus and what God had done, in the 37th verse, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Their hearts were pricked. Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
They wanted to know what they needed to do. And God had his apostle there to strengthen them, to lead them to Christ. So as Peter said unto them, repent. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Well, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Glory be to God. God was ready to fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
and all they needed to do was repent and to be baptized, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sin. And if you are in sin and you know that you're not doing the will of God and the ways that you have are not pleasing to God, this same message is unto you. Repent and be baptized. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. Ask God
to have mercy upon you, and you also can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Peter encouraged them, and he strengthened their faith by saying, "For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Oh, thank you, Jesus. I want to read more. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, "Save yourselves from this untoward generation." And he preached and he encouraged them. He exhorted them. He testified. He gave them what they needed in order to be saved. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. He taught them concerning Jesus. And this is what happened in the 41st verse. "Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls." It was a lot of people in Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Not everyone received the word, but according to the scripture here, 3,000 souls were added on that day, that same day, when the promise came in the room. Hallelujah. There was no waiting later, no months in between, but on the same day, the Holy Ghost came and Peter preached a message.
He did.
That converted 3,000 souls. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They gladly received the word, and they were baptized. There was no waiting around, but on the same day, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God. What a day, what a day. A day of Pentecost. And God did this great and mighty thing. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayers. They stayed together, and fear came upon every soul. And many wonders and signs were done by the apostles. And all that believed were together and had all things common. Lord knows we need more love. We don't want our love to wax cold. But when the Holy Ghost was given, this is what happened. It brought about unity. It brought about togetherness, love. Hallelujah. Yes. And when these believed together and had all things common, they sold their possessions and goods. It's like these things didn't mean anything to them because of the promise of the Father, because of the love of God. They began to sell their possessions and their goods, and they parted them to all men as every man had need. No one was selfish. No one was stingy or looking out for themselves only, but they loved the people of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And they continuing daily with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. Oh, my Lord, thank you, Jesus. Praising God and having favor with all the people. See what God did? They didn't have to worry about anything, because as long as they continued with one accord, breaking of bread, eating together with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God, God gave them favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. This is what God did. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he can do the same thing even now. Oh, praise the Lord. And it's the same gift that was given on the day of Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Ghost.
God gave that promise. And now,
yes,
the only thing you have to do is believe, because the promise is unto you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. I thank God for the word of God. I thank him for the gift of the Holy Ghost. I thank him, hallelujah, for fulfilling that promise, the promise of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And if you desire to have the Holy Ghost, you can receive him today. He will abide in you forever. He will live in you. He is the Spirit of truth. He will be there to guide you into all truth and to bring to your remembrance whatsoever Jesus has commanded. Because if you love Jesus, he wants you to keep his commandments, and he does not want you to forget them. So the Holy Ghost is there to remind us of the commandments of the Lord. Amen. If there is anyone who desires to receive the Holy Ghost, and you're listening this afternoon, the promise is unto you. You can have the Holy Ghost today. Repent right now. Be godly sorry for all the wrong things you've done, for all the sins you committed against God, and ask God to have mercy upon you and to save you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Ask God to take away your sins, and he will have mercy on you, and he will take your sins away. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If there's anyone who is sick in your body, and you desire to be healed today, you can be healed because the promise is unto you. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. With his stripes, we are healed. He is God, and he is our healer. Oh, bless his name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. If someone is struggling and going through severe tests and trials, I want you to know that the promise is unto you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God will intervene. He will come, and he will make everything all right. Well, glory be to God. He'll give you the strength you need to endure the temptation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To endure the test and the trial. To stand in the evil day. He'll give you what you need. Oh, bless his name. Praise God. If we can just come together and believe God, let us be with one accord and go before him and petition him in prayer. If you have an unspoken request, we're going to pray the prayer of faith, believing God together. Hallelujah. As they remain in the upper room, waiting for the promise of the Father. They didn't know when God was going to move, but they believed, and so they waited. They waited patiently.
Amen.
And here we are. We know that God had made these promises to us. So let us wait patiently until God moves. But let us continue in prayer and waiting on God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Please go with me in prayer and let us petition God together. Let's put our faith together and pray the prayer of faith, touching and agreeing on the same thing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you as humble as we know how, asking you for mercy. Oh, God, we ask for forgiveness. We ask you, Lord, to search our hearts, oh, God. Whatever is in our heart that's not right, oh, God, please be merciful, and take it away, Lord. Forgive us, oh, Jesus.
for our shortcomings. Forgive us, O God, for our sins of omission and sins of commission. Please, Lord Jesus, blot out our transgressions and wash away our iniquities in the name of Jesus. Oh God, cover us under your blood right now while we're praying this prayer, because we need your protection, Lord. We need you to preserve us, Lord Jesus, and to help us to stand in the name of Jesus. Oh, Heavenly Father, we believe your word, oh God, and we are taking you at your word. For you said, Lord, we have anything in your name.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You said you would do it, Lord. Yes,
we do
right now, God. We are asking you, Lord, to look on that soul that's repentant in their heart and seeking to receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We pray for them, Lord, that you will fill them this day in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, do it. Let it be done, Lord, according to your name, according to your word, Lord. Let it be done right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, forgive their sins and take away their sins right now as we pray together in the name of Jesus. Lord, we touch and we agree in faith, believing that we have petitions we've asked in this prayer. Oh, Lord, remember those who are on the prayer list, oh God, the names that were called out. Lord, please, I pray right now that you will make your holy visitation, that you will lay your hand upon each one of them.
Yes,
Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lift heavy burdens, oh God. Do wonders and work miracles, Lord. Heal and make everyone whole. In the name
of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, we believe you. And we are taking you at your word. We count it as done. And we give you thanks. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Glory, thank glory you. To your name, Lord. We want to thank you right now.
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you.
Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for hearing our call, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord, we believe that if we call on your name, we shall be saved. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to your name, Lord. We thank you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Thank you for every listener, Lord. Pray that you will bless every one of them, God, one by one and name by name, with the blessing they stand in need of, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless our leaders. Give them guidance, vision, and revelation. Help them to lead your people, Lord.
Help them to
look on the leadership around the world, my God. Lord, you are the one in control. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. And you know what is best for all of us. We are depending on you. We are looking unto you.
Depending on you.
We believe you right now. Oh, God, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for your touch, Lord. We thank you for your healing. Thank you for saving souls, Lord. Thank you for adding souls. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. Thank you, Lord God, for this ministry.
Yes.
And for the other ministries that have gone forth. Lord, we thank you. Yes, that you bless our ministry. Let them grow. Let them prosper, Lord. Let them bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, thank you,
Lord.
We believe it, Lord, and we count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. Hallelujah.
Lord, the host. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God, the beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen
telling us about the gift of the Holy Ghost and talking about
Amen.
The promise of the Father is given. And she began to explain how the Holy Ghost was first given unto men as promise. And Jesus, he had to go away in order for us to receive that promise. And oh, what a gift is this gift. It was a kept promise. And this is, it's a precious gift. You know, it's very precious. It's something very precious. It's valuable. It's worth a lot. But anybody who believes can receive it. That's what makes it different than any other gift. You don't have to spend any money to receive it. All you have to do is believe, and you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. As Peter began to tell the men and the brethren what to do, repent, and be baptized in the name of Jesus. This is what we have to do. And I tell you, we can receive the gift of, if we don't already have them, we can receive the gift. And the thing about this gift, this is the gift that keeps on giving. So you can get more of it. If you have it, you can get more. So there's no end to him. That's what they say. There's no end to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. It was a very beautiful, beautiful, soul-stirring message. And I enjoy the word of God come through her. Thank God also for the prayer coming through her, as well as Vanessa Maybell.
Yeah.
Vanessa Maybell, you can go ahead and have remarks. Go the way the Lord leads you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that powerful message. That's power right there.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost itself is power. I tell you, I just thank God for that word. I thank God for his anointing. Thank God for the prayer. I tell you, you can receive the gift of the Holy Ghost because the promise has been given. This promise of the Father has been given already.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work for it as it was stated. You don't have to pay for it, but it's a free gift. And
free gift.
Freely, you have received, freely give. And I tell you, all you have to do is believe this word that you heard on today, repent of your sins, you can receive this Holy Ghost. And it's not hard to receive him. I thank God for the message coming through Evangelist Amin. Thanks, Evangelist Amin. Just keep on letting the Lord have his way and keep continuing working, hammering on that wall. Somebody will come and give their life unto the Lord. I just thank God for all things. And I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through to continue to pray for us. Also, thank the Lord for the prayer coming through Evangelist Amin. That was an anointed prayer and how she prays. And if we just believe it, believe the prayer, believe the word, God will do just what he said he would do.
Yes,
so you can be encouraged and keep preaching the word of God, Evangelist Amin. And I'm praying for you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Maybell. And if any of our clergy are on the line, if you would like to have remarks, or if anyone else has any encouraging words that they would like to give, you can call our guest line right now. The phone number is 978-990-5270. Again, that's 978-990-5270, and the access code is 794-6408. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, I'm going to turn this broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful exhortations and encouraging words coming through both of you. And thank you so much for your prayers. We thank God for all of you, and we thank God for your continued prayers and support. Praise the Lord. And I just thank the Lord because God is doing great things. He is blessing in a great and a mighty way. Praise the Lord. And I am encouraged to go on. And I just want to encourage you who are listening to just continue in prayer. Continue going after the Lord. And wait patiently on him, because he will keep his promises. God will always keep his promise. If he said it, he's going to do it. It is going to come
to pass. Yes,
according to his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Sometimes to us, it may seem like it's just not going to happen. Oh, glory be to God. But don't give up. Don't lose hope. Just stay and keep on believing God and wait patiently on the Lord. God will keep every promise. Amen. Praise the Lord. I just thank the Lord for everyone, for your prayers and for your support once again. We thank God for the broadcast on this afternoon. We thank the Lord for those who are checking up on us. We want you to know that we are so grateful. And thank the Lord for your thoughtfulness and for your prayers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I just thank God for this great opportunity to do this work, because I have been greatly blessed by just moving forward with this ministry. And I believe God is going to do even greater things, that I don't even know the magnitude of, but I believe that if I continue, God is going to do his part. Amen.
Amen.
You mentioned about the works that he did, and greater works than those. In other words, we would do a lot more because we have more time on the earth. It was time for Jesus to go back to his Father. He started his ministry and had it for a space of about 3 years. And he did many great and mighty works. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord has allotted us more time and more access and means of doing the work that he did, such that we can do more, in other words, greater work than he did, not so much in quality, but he's the one who's doing it. We can do a lot more than what he did in the space of time that he was down here ministering. Praise God. So I thank him for just giving us this great opportunity. And I thank God for all of you. Praise the Lord. And once again, I do want to encourage those who are listening, if you really want to be on the broadcast and give your testimony, and you have a burning testimony and you really need to go, Lord, thank you, Jesus. This is a great opportunity for you to tell your testimony. This is a great opportunity to come on this broadcast and share your testimony, what God has done for you. Praise the Lord. And even the people that Jesus healed while he was doing his ministry, some of them, he told them not to say anything. But it was hard for them to keep it to themselves. And they went forth and they began to tell it anyway.
Yes, they did.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But these days, people don't seem that enthusiastic about telling what the Lord has done for them. Praise God.
Amen.
But I want to encourage you, if you have a testimony, you ought to take every opportunity you can and just tell it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It doesn't matter that some people have heard it more than once, somebody who hasn't heard it at all. And there are always new listeners on the broadcast. Praise God. It's not always the same people. There are new listeners who are listening on the broadcast. And so some of them have not even heard your testimony, not once. Praise God.
Amen.
So we invite you to call in and give your testimony. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know Evangelist Khadija already gave that number out, but I want to give it out again. If you don't call in today, maybe you'll call in on a future broadcast, and you can give your testimony then. And also, for the benefit of the clergy, you desire to come on and give exhortation. You want to bear witness to the word of God. You want to have remarks.
Yes.
We invite you also to take advantage of our guest line. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because we are in this ministry together. Praise God. And we have to support one another. So you are certainly welcome to call in and listen to the show on the guest line. You can do that. But I just like to ask that if you are going to call in on the guest line, while the broadcast is going forth, keep your phone on mute. Because I have done this, forgot to turn the phone on mute, and in the background is noise going on, the preacher is preaching or whatever's going on. But you are welcome to use the guest line, and just be mindful that when you're not saying anything, just put your phone on mute during the broadcast, and you can listen the whole broadcast on the guest line. So I'm going to give you that number again. That number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946408. Once again, that number is 978-990-5270. And the access code is 7946408. Amen. Praise the Lord. And before we close out on the broadcast, Evangelist May, do you have anything further?
Yes. today is Sunday, September the 5th, and today is the actual day of Deacon Tyler's birthday. So I want to say happy birthday, Deacon Tyler.
Amen.
Deacon Tyler.
I said it Friday night, but it was the wrong day. Today is his birthday. I thank the Lord for him and his faithfulness.
Amen.
Tuning in and listening to the word of God and being support to this ministry. And I also want to thank the Lord for the youth who sent for the donations that they received. And that was Brother Norman and Brother Benjamin. They sent thank you cards, and I really appreciate that, and that really did touch my heart, because sometimes when you give or bless others, they just say thank you, and they go on. But they took a little time out to write a little note and send it to me in the card, and that really did touch my heart. And I thought about the lepers, how that when they were healed, I believe it was only one of them, one, that came back and thanked.
That's right.
And gave thanks for
for
their healing. So the Bible said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And in everything, give thanks. So
amen.
I thank the Lord for them. And also for Gloria Braswell, she also sent a thank you card, and Dr. Tolbert, she also sent a thank you card, and I appreciate them for taking the time out to write their message and send it to me in the mail. But we want you to know that we are yet praying for you, and also for Cousin Jeanette, she sent a thank you card. And we're just praying for you that the Lord will bless you, and whatever your needs is, that God will grant it to you. Be encouraged. Continue to listen into the broadcast, God has a special blessing just for you. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Evangelist Khadija, do you have anything further?
Not at this time. Thank you.
All right. Well, we thank God. Thank God for Evangelist May making mention of Deacon Tyler's birthday. And yeah, we want to say to you, Deacon Tyler, happy birthday. And may the Lord continue to bless you with many more.
Yes.
Amen. We thank God for you. Just want you to be encouraged and continue doing the work of the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
And also, we thank God for all the ones that were mentioned and for your thank you notes and everything that you do to help this ministry. And you're helping us in a great way, and we do thank God for that. So be encouraged and know that a blessing is coming your way. Praise God. So this time, we do thank the Lord for the broadcast, and we look forward to you tuning in with us on the next broadcast on Friday evening at 7 p.m., if it be the Lord's will. And also, I just wanted to make mention while I'm thinking of it, we are coming up on our annual convocation next month. It's fast approaching, and so looking forward to the Lord doing great things and blessing us. And so we will give you more details as that time nears. So be listening out for details concerning our upcoming annual convocation. Is this going to be 57 or 58?
I'm not sure.
59, I believe.
Oh, 59? Yes. I think we have
I believe.
59. All right. Praise God. So we're looking forward to our upcoming convocation. And again, we will give you information as that time approaches. And until the next time, till we meet again, may God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.